रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 24. द राक्षसीज टेररिज सीता. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. देन दोज टेरिबल राक्षसी गॉड्स हार्ड ऑफ हार्ट क्लोज्ड राउंड सीता एंड बिगन ऑल एट वंस टू पियर्स हर विद क्रूल वर्ड्स एंड अनप्लेसेंट. It is a wonder why you do not pray to become the queen of the harem of Ravana, where stand in beautiful array couches, lounges, seats and divans of various and priceless workmanship. Believe me when I tell you that it is just what becomes you whose grace of form and feature ravish the hearts of all beings. It is plain that a mortal woman like you should aspire to be the wife of a mortal. Put away the puny Rama from your heart. It is a dead certainty that you will never take your place by him as a spouse. Seek the arms of Ravana, the monarch of the Rakshasas, at whose feet lie the wealth of the three worlds, and take your fill of joy and happiness. Lo, your Rama has been hounded out of his kingdom, wealth, luxury and comfort. He has lost all, and to crown this, his heart is turned to water at the mere thought of Ravana. This insignificant creature is a burden of your praise and eulogy. Nay, it is but natural and just, for you are at best a mortal. To which did Sita give energetic reply, though her fast falling tears belied her courage. The advice that you so singly and collectively offer me, of course with the best of intentions, sounds horrible in my ears. I wonder, on the other hand, why do you not strike me as utterly sinful and worthy of scorn and contempt, even from the meanest object of creation? Just tell me this. Is it in the nature of things that the mortal woman should mate with a Rakshasa? Well, do with me as you please. My body is yours to injure, to torture, to eat. But my soul you cannot touch, and cries out in horror upon your infamous proposals. Rich or poor, king or beggar, my Rama is all in all to me. He is the husband of my choice, hence worthy of my utmost devotion and love and respect. You should not wonder that he is in my eyes the most perfect man. The lady Suvarchila ever follows the footsteps of her husband, the Lord of Day, and I partake after her in loving my Lord and following him to the gates of eternity. Nay, Indrani and Indra, Arundhati and Vashishta, Rohini and Chandra, Lopamudra and Agastya, Sukanya and Chavana, Savitri and Satyaman, Madayanti and Saudasa, Srimati and Kapila, Keshini and Sagara, Damayanti and Nala, Indumati and Aja, sparkle on the stretched forefinger of all time as rare gems of married life. And I too, in my humble way, delight in having found favor in the eyes of my Lord and my husband, the best and foremost of the race of Raghu. These words almost took the Rakshasis off their feet with wrath. They reminded themselves of the orders laid upon them by Ravana and struck terror into the heart of Lady Sita by their words of cruel import. And Hanuman, from his leafy hiding place on high, was carefully watching this strange scene. The Rakshasas hemmed round Lady Sita, who was trembling with fear. They licked their lips, hanging like tongues of flame, and cried, "Verily, this wretch deserves not in the least to sit by the side of Ravana, the Lord of the Rakshasas." And they rushed at her with their weapons swung aloft. Sita felt her courage too weak to resist the slow and insidious torture. Tears of agony blinded her eyes. She took her way slowly to the tree in the branches of which Hanuman had taken shelter and dropped down at the foot of it, limp and nerveless. Yet the Rakshasis followed her there. It mattered nothing to them that she was clad in dust-stained garment of dull hue and that her face was worn with grief. They did not abate a jot of their cruelties and terror. One of them, Vinatha by name, had a stomach that towered like a hill and eyes that struck terror into the hearts of those that she looked at. And this gentle lady shook with wrath as she cried, Sita, we have had enough of your blessed husband and the love and devotion to him that you throw at our face. Know you not that extremes are ever dangerous? The golden mean is a path of safety. Nay, we applaud your wifely devotion and loyalty, for it becomes you as a mortal woman. But you have done your duty to the best of your lights. You must draw the line here. Now, give heed unto my counsel. Everything good and great and glorious would be yours to command. The Lord Ravana has in the hollow of his hand the lives and fortunes of the Rakshasa millions. He is valor personified. The God of love and beauty pales into insignificance by his side. He is an expert in everything that a man aspires to know or to do. The poor and the needy find in him a matchless giver. He charms the eyes and the hearts of those that look upon him. He is to us what Indra is to the Devas, and such a one is the fittest spouse that you could ever dream of. Make your heart and not a stranger to even the passing memory of Rama. Center your life and aspirations upon our Ravana. Priceless jewels, ornaments of strange and lovely workmanship, garments worked with gold, silver, and gems, garlands, chaplets, scents, perfumes, nay, everything that mind can conceive of comfort and luxury will be yours, and you will reign the sole ruler of the countless worlds above and below. Why? Sachi, the wife of Indra, and Svaha, the spouse of Agni, cannot hold a candle to you. And what do you have to do with or gain by this Rama of yours, whose life counts but a span? Now, should you fail to take our counsel into heart and follow it implicitly, you die this instant, and we will make a meal of your carcass. Next followed the lovely Vikata of hanging breasts. She clenched her upraised fists with fury and rushed upon Sita.
Wretch, obstinate and ill-advised, our Lord Ravana has most strangely put up with all the words of scorn that her lips dare to give expression to, only because you are delicate of limb and he has lost his heart to you. That accounts for his tolerance and tenderness. We, as you see, have done the best for you in giving you safe and homely advice befitting the time and place. And should you hesitate to follow it utterly, you perish this instant. This Ashoka Grove is within the palace grounds of Ravana. The city Lanka is like a bright gem set in the silver sea that is practically pathless on all sides. Rakshasas of terrible mien and might guard it all over. And we keep you in our midst. Do you think that Indra, the lord of the thunderbolts, commits the folly of even dreaming to rescue you from your fate? Now, look here. See you not that I counsel you to your best? Follow me in blind faith. Waste not your heart with barren grief. Stain not your lovely cheeks with bitter tears. These will not steed you in the least, nay, not the slightest. It ill becomes you to give yourself over to dark melancholy and cruel grief without taking your right place in the heart of Ravana and spending your short life in a dream of bliss. You know but too well that in that short span the charm and loveliness of youth is but a fleeting shadow. Take time by the forelock and crowd happiness and joy in your life ere that shadow fades away. Drink of the choicest wines in the company of Ravana. Roam like a bird through the lovely groves, glades, gardens, woods, forests, hills, and dales. Thousands, four and three, of Rakshasa ladies stand at your feet and call. And so seek the love of Ravana and reign as his queen. But should you put this away, my well-meant advice, I shall pluck your heart out by its roots and reserve it as a choice delicacy.
Then came after her Chandodari, brandishing a huge trident. Her eyes shot forth burning sparks of wrath as she roared at Sita.
The fawn-like eyes and the lovely breasts, trembling with affright of this obstinate girl, make my mouth water. I can no longer contain myself. I have set my heart upon having, as a bonbon, her liver, her spleen, and fleshy muscle above it, her heart with the connecting blood vessels, her entrails, and the juicy brain matter.
But Pragasa brushed her aside and cried,
"Not so! This is a very wicked girl. We shall wring her neck off. Why waste your breath upon her? We will take the news to Ravana that this mortal woman he brought over has died of grief, and he will, of a truth, give us leave to eat her."
Ajamukhi interrupted her and said,
"This creature is not worth wrangling about. We will kill her outright and share equally. Fetch me choice drinks and condiments to flavor the meal."
Shubhnaka, not the sister of Ravana, set the seal upon the discussion and said,
"Our word for Ajamukhi, we will drown our sorrows in wine and dance around the goddess that has a shrine in the Nikumbala Grove."
Thus terrorized most cruelly by the Rakshasis, Lady Sita gave herself up to despair and wept most bitterly. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapteye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.